The Oracle at Delphi, the Temple in Jerusalem, perhaps your favorite monastery. Throughout history, people have journeyed to physical spots or destinations of spiritual significance to them. However, it is often not only the destination that is important, but the journey itself. And our journey is to follow Christ wherever we go. So what might it mean to follow in the footsteps of Jesus? Walking in his footsteps is not always easy. It may mean both joy and sorrow, tribulations and opportunities, as well as witnessing to and suffering for what we believe. These are the steps of Jesus. Walking in his footsteps encouraged St. Paul to minister to the Gentile world, but it also landed him in prison. And he shares his thoughts from there in today's reading from Philippians. He reminds the Philippian community and us of the proper frame of mind for our journey. Following his footsteps of Jesus means that even though we may experience sorrows along the way, we are the ones who are called to rejoice in the Lord always, because the Lord has the power to change our sorrow into hope. St. Paul encourages us to have forbearance. We are not to be filled with anxiety at the tribulations that come our way. We cannot change things by worrying about them, but we can change our attitude by thankful prayer. When we are thankful, our perspective changes. When we focus on the good things that God gives us, our hearts are opened. And when we become grateful even for the trials that life presents, we are transfigured. Through our faith and witness in Jesus Christ, we become a people, the people of God. We become people of joy at the raising of Lazarus and in the resurrection of Christ. Similarly, we become people of joy and hope at our own resurrection on the last day. And as we journey to the New Jerusalem, we become people of trust, because we know that just like the ancient Israelites, our God guides us and cares for us. And we become people of thanksgiving, because we know that as we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, this God of peace will be with us always.